Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, we've been hearing these stories from you about really bad seduction techniques over the last few weeks. There's the playing really obvious kind of Barry White love music. Then there was the bloke that managed to do it with sci-fi theme tunes. And then yesterday we had the person that was kind of like getting off with a girl and his dad was sat right there watching TV in a chair opposite. Right, we've got another one. Hi, James.
Hi there.
Now, we've been talking about seduction techniques.
Yeah.
And you have another story to tell.
Got a pretty good one, actually.
Okay, when did this happen?
It's about 6 months ago.
Right.
And I met this girl, you know, on a night out. And they seemed pretty keen on each other. And she asked to go back to hers.
All right. Really?
Oh,
that is good.
It's a new one. Yeah.
Exactly. Normally, it'd be the other way around. But, you know, I thought, hey, I'm in here. And so took her back like to hers, and it's all going well. We started kissing on the sofa, and that went on for a little while, pretty well. And then she jumps up, and I'm like, "What have I done? What have I done?" And she started playing the piano.
All right.
And she wasn't very good. I'm really not going to lie.
So there's a piano in the lounge where you are snogging her.
Yes,
and she, without warning, she just gets up and starts playing the piano badly.
Yeah, she starts playing and singing. And
what was she singing?
Mainly Oasis.
Right.
That was a bit strange.
So you didn't snog her on the piano, did you?
No, I didn't. I spent my time trying to get her to come back to the sofa.
It wasn't like that Pretty Woman scene where the key's like, as you're snogging her with her bottom.
No, that's kind of what it sounded like when she was playing.
Right. So I'm imagining the scene that you're kind of like patting the sofa a little bit, like, yeah, time to come back, and she's still playing the tunes.
Yeah, and I eventually got her to come back and started kissing again, and then she jumped straight back up and she's back at the keys.
Did she think she was playing romantic songs to you then?
I think she thought she was fantastic, and I'm cringing, pretending to smile. And every time she finished the song, she sort of looked at me as though I should be applauding, and I sort of clapped weakly.
I mean, what happened afterwards at the end of the evening?
I gave up and said, "Oh, you're a fantastic musician. See you later."
And you see her again?
And I left. No, I haven't seen her since.
Was she quite fit?
She was, This is why it came a bit of a shock that she suddenly...
Well, your thing is, all the signs were there. You'd been invited by her back to her house.
Exactly. Right? I thought she was fairly keen to not so much play music.
Then the snogging was on, and then it just became a music fest.
A concert.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what she does, like, if she's feeling a little bit too... then to calm herself down, she just goes to the piano and just goes mad on the keys.
Oh, right.
Do you know what I mean? But distraction.
I could take the concert as a compliment.
Yeah, you're getting her so hot and bothered.
Yeah. Every time I get the horn, I just head straight for a piano, don't you?
I hope I'm never with you when you start playing the piano, because then I'm just going to think, I wonder why he's got the horn.
Then you'll know.
Where's that come from?
Well, I think it's time for one of our reconstructions now.
I look forward to it.
I want you to tell me if this is kind of accurate as to how it went.
That's no problem. Right. Okay.
Okay, James, would you like to come into the house?
Certainly, yes.
Sorry, it's quite a heavy door.
Security first at your place, isn't it?
You can never be too careful.
Right, especially a girl like you living on her own.
That's right. Mm. You just go and make yourself comfortable and I'll finish off here.
Right. And how many locks have you got?
Oh, there we go. All right, you go and sit on the sofa.
I'll sit over here, shall I?
Yeah, do you want some wine?
Oh, yes, please. Oh, thank you.
It's a lovely...
Don't normally drink wine, but thank you.
It's a lovely Chardonnay.
Oh,
there we go.
Glass
popcorn
for you as well.
Bit of popcorn?
Popcorn?
Yeah.
Yeah, right then.
Okay, I'll go make some... I'm just making the popcorn now. I'll be through in a minute.
I'll just sit here on the sofa. Is this what it was like so far, James?
This is just without the popcorn, but yeah.
Right, okay.
I think that's a nice touch myself.
There you are, look at my big bowl of popcorn. Help yourself.
Thank you.
Just dig your hand in there.
Thank you.
Can I kiss you now?
Yeah.
Mm. Oh my god.
Oh, hang on.
I was enjoying that.
Just stay there. You like this a lot. Today was gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. Before, I've heard it all before. Wonderwall.
Oh dear.
That was lovely.
Did you like that?
Would you like to come back and sit with me on the sofa now?
I might just do one more.
I've got some squirty cream here if I can persuade you to come back. No?
Let me just do one more. I'll be back in a tick. Okay, you'll like then, this one. Brilliant. You've got to roll with it, you've got to take your time. You got to say what you say, don't let anybody get in your way.
Loads of squirty cream left if you'd like to come back and sit with me.
Oh, did you enjoy that as much as I did?
That was really good, yeah.
Another one, maybe?
Oh, God.
So Sally can wait, you know it's too late. If you walk on by, just to walk on by. Sally, it's too late.
Right, I've got to actually go now. I've got to be up quite early in the morning. So,
but you'll like
listen,
this
you're
one.
A lovely
Please
girl,
come back.
And you're a great musician.
Look, I'll lock
okay,
the door.
Bye, James.
Hello.
Was it like that? Yeah.
It was that. I'm getting flashbacks.
Similar, yeah.
Do you take squirty cream with you on a night out then?
No, I don't. But maybe I should. It might make nights more interesting.
Mm. No, you would have got further, I reckon, if you'd taken it.
I think so.
I quite like the idea now of lots of people this weekend taking squirty cream out with them, because it might get them further.
What's that in your trousers? Is it a can of squirty cream? Or are you
just
pleased
to see me?
Podcast.
Radio 1.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, who's that, please?
Hi, this is Rachel.
Hi, Rachel. What's going on?
I've got some love letters from a semi-famous person.
From a semi-famous person?
They say that my lips are as smooth and gentle as a baby's bottom.
Really? Okay, tell us more.
He's English. He's from Leeds.
Right.
He's married to Liv Tyler.
He's married to Liv Tyler now?
She's got my sloppy seconds, cheeky bitch.
Oh, God.
What did you just call Liv Tyler?
Cheeky bitch. He obviously goes for the same types, though.
Right.
Well, if you do say so yourself.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
So, isn't he in a band?
He is.
Isn't he in Space Hog?
He is.
Is that him?
Yeah.
Wow. Did he ever sing you any songs?
He did, actually. In fact, the love letter incorporates a song. I will furnish you with it in the next week.
Will you really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. They didn't really have any hits, did they?
I don't know. The song isn't penned by him. It's penned by Queen, which were his favourite band at the time.
Oh, amazing.
Is it Fat Bottom Girls?
Oh, Chappers! Oh,
I'm just wondering.
What song is it?
He's a bugger. Sheer Heart Stack.
I want to ride my bicycle.
I was 10! Don't be rude. Oh, I was sorry. Doing paper round with him at the time. His dad owned the paper shop.
Wow, okay, well, send them in. So he dumped you for Liv Tyler?
No, I dumped him because Jonathan Kidd's pushed me some earrings through my letterbox and I thought that was a better bet.
Radio 1.
Podcast. Now, earlier I did catch you, Chopper, looking at photos of the Ollie girls from Sunset Tan.
Yeah,
just research.
Yes, I was just seeing...
Because you've not seen the show yet, so you want to know
no,
what they look like.
So I thought that if they were going to pop round and spray tan me, it would help if I recognised them when they rang my doorbell.
If you haven't heard us talk about this before, Sunset Tan is our new favourite show on TV. It's only on in America at the moment, but it starts in the UK in a few weeks' time on E! Exclamation mark. Basically, it's this fly-on-the-wall show behind the scenes at an LA tanning salon called Sunset Tan. It's where Lindsay Lohan and Paris and Brittany go to get all tanned up. Now, the Ollie girls are Holly and Molly. They're both blonde, and they are, like, totally L.A. Now, do you remember how sensitive they were when they were asked to tan a dead bloke on a previous episode? Not very at all.
I'm looking at a non-living thing right now.
And they are amazing when celebrities come into the salon. They just completely change. You know how, like, when Laura interviews people that she loves? Like when she interviewed Danny from McFly, it's the same.
What do you think that our children would look like?
Our children?
Yeah.
I don't know.
No? What do you look for in a girl, Danny?
Cute.
Check.
I don't know really. I just want one that, you know, is cool and I get on with. But I'm going to wait for it, you see.
All right. So do you not think you might have found the person? Hello.
Not yet, I don't think. I don't know.
God, I still can't listen to that. Thing is, Holly and Molly are just like that. They are, Laura, exactly what you would be like if you worked in this tanning place in Los Angeles. You'd be exactly the same. Mm-hmm. Now, this is when...
I don't think she'd be exactly the same. I've just found a picture of the two of them topless.
Good morning! They don't do that on the show.
No.
Is that there? To be honest,
I've
grown up a bit since the show.
I found that photo about 45 seconds ago, and in the space of that time, I have no idea what you've been talking about.
Right. I was just saying that if Laura worked at Sunset Tan, she would be like Holly and Molly in some ways.
It doesn't leave a lot to the imagination. That
doesn't,
picture,
no.
Doesn't it?
Right, so this is the episode
I'm
when...
I'm imagining all sorts.
This is the episode when American comedian Chris Kattan comes in with his girlfriend. You don't know who he is, do you?
No idea.
Right, he's one of those blokes off that show, Saturday Night Live.
Okay.
Right, so he comes in with his model girlfriend, but it's her... who wants the tan.
I have a shoot in like 3 days, and I want to do something that's not going to make me burn.
You're not tanning?
Me? No.
Oh.
But thanks.
Oh, they sound really disappointed. Oh. So the model girlfriend goes off for her tan, leaving Chris, the boyfriend, just sat there.
I'll be like 10 minutes, right?
Okay.
Take your time. Bye.
Okay.
Take as long as you want.
Take as long as you want. They're alone with a celebrity. You take as long as you want, girlfriend. So now... Holly and Molly can have a chat with Chris Kattan. Now, this is, I warn you, this is horribly cringeworthy, but this is so very Laura.
Hey.
Hi.
Ooh, Chris Kattan.
Chris, yes.
Kattan. Chris Kattan. You should tan. Mr. Tan Kattan.
Now, when
that's
you go...
That's really good.
When you go for, when you go for a sunbed, does that happen to you?
No.
Go on. Chris Kattan. Oh, champions. You should tan. Chris Kattan.
No.
Chris Kattan. You should tan.
Anyway, they carry on.
Are you sure you don't want to tan? We'll show you.
Well, I don't like tanning because I get burnt. I did it, and then I get itchy.
No, you won't get burnt. We have this bronzing lotion, and we're going to put it all over your body for you. We could spray tan you, too. That means you have to get naked.
Whoa! Right, you want to go to Sunset Tan now?
Yeah, desperately. Yeah, they sound very forward.
Hands up, please. If you're in your car at the moment on the way home, maybe you're at home, wherever you are. Hands up. Who wants to go to Sunset Tan? Hands up.
Yep.
But weirdly, Chris Kattan, who should tan, isn't sure about these. Freaks.
I just don't know if this is a good idea, legitimately.
We'll have music on, and we're like, whew.
We'll wear bathing suits, and then we'll see you.
Are you guys on ecstasy?
No.
Listen again to how they deny that in harmony.
Are you guys on ecstasy?
No.
No. And then... They start trying to get his shirt off.
Oh, God. Help me.
I just want to see how white you are. Your girlfriend doesn't mind.
What are you doing?
I want to see how tan you are, how white you are. Come here.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, I'm on my way to work, and I've just passed a load of guys, and they all just stuck both their hands up when you asked them to stick their hands up if they wanted self-tan.
Oh. So people actually, they actually put their hands up because they wanted to go to Sunset Tan.
There is about four blokes in the car behind me, and they're all waving.
What road are you on?
I'm driving on a road to Bewley.
Okay.
In Scotland, in the Highlands.
All right, listen, thank you for that. A lot of people are saying the same thing. Everyone's like, saw lots of people waving on the M1, the M4, the M42. Thanks for that, love you.
Love you.
Right, so imagine this. Your girlfriend's gone in for a tan, okay? Mm. You're waiting for her, and this happens.
You just make me hot and bothered.
Why do you talk like that?
Am I making you nervous?
No, it's just weird the way you talk. Why are you guys laughing?
is this what happens when you go for a tan?
No,
Mr. Chapman, you make me so hot and bothered.
No.
You just make me hot and bothered.
And then his girlfriend comes back.
Hi, what's going on out here?
He's trying to convince us that he wants us to airbrush him naked.
Oh, really?
We were talking about how beautiful this waterfall is.
Admit to her that you want us to airbrush you naked. Just tell your girlfriend that you did it.
No,
I didn't do anything.
Thanks, girl.
You brought me here.
Go.
Oh, dear.
It's coming to the UK in a matter of weeks on the E Channel. It's Sunset Tan, and we love it.
You just make me hot and bothered.
Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.